right, let's get to it. Let's go. Testing, testing. 1, 2. See how this sounds. I go through this every single time, y'all. But this is what it's all about. Sound check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2. What is this? Mo Phillips back to business. All right, that sounds good. That sounds good. I can take my head joints out now. Sorry for all this extra noise y'all are hearing. And y'all already know, it ain't an LGN episode until I get my energies right. You feel me? Y'all see I got my good luck candle burning in the background. Just been really on some namaste situations these days. I mean, but when am I not on namaste? If you're a true family member here at Let's Get Naked, you know everything is all about that namaste vibe. There we go. That gave me like barely anything. But let me try that again while I start.
Let's get naked. Let the juice come through. Let the juice come through. Don't step on the floor. Let it be in you. Let it be in you. Let's get naked. Let's get naked.
Hey, family. And thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Wait, pause. Thank y'all for tuning in to the final episode of season 2 for Let's Get Naked with Ms. Mofilla. Yeah, you heard that right. Final season finale. This is weird. I don't even know how to say these things. Season finale for season 2 of Let's Get Naked. Yo, can y'all believe I'm about to knock everything over? We've been at this for 2 whole seasons. 2 whole years I've been at this, and y'all have been rocking with me. I'm not gonna start off with the emotion. Y'all ain't about to get me like that. But what I am gonna do is use the final episode to finally get it right. If you're watching on YouTube, and even if you're not watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the little bell notification, and all of that, so you can, keep up to date with the heck I got going on here at Let's Get Naked. Shout out to SoundCloud, Stitcher, all those people, Anchor, all those folks that tune in just listening to this sultry voice through your ears every other Thursday. I appreciate y'all so much. So make sure y'all do those things. And, you know, even though this is the season finale, I'll be back. Don't you worry. Let's Get Naked is coming back. But in the meantime, I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Go back to episode 1 of season 2. Even if you got to go back to episode 1 of season 1 and take a listen. Go catch up on some episodes you missed. Some you might have thought you might not be interested in. There's probably some gems in there for you. Then do an extra favor for me. I need to see and feel the love from y'all. I need to see where my Let's Get Naked family's at. I need to see y'all out here. So if y'all could, you know, do me the extra favor that if you're tuning in, whether it's on YouTube or through the podcast platforms, just record yourself listening and then tag Let's Get Naked on your social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. It's Let's Get Naked, LezGetNaked, with an underscore on Twitter and Instagram, and without one on Facebook. There we go. That's that good zhuzh I was looking for. So yeah, do me that favor. Watch it with a friend. Get yourself on camera. And then tag me on social media. I need to feel the love, y'all. I need to feel it. So let me feel that love. Let me know that y'all rocking with Let's Get Naked. Let me know that you're rocking with Ms. Mofilla. And like I said, there's so much more in store. But let me pull out my piece of paper. You know how they say at the Grammys or the Oscars? I didn't know. I wasn't prepared for this, but... And then they pull out their whole speech thing. Yeah. Anyway, man, this episode is merely to reflect on all that season 2 has been. If you're part of this Let's Get Naked family, you know this has been a journey. And this is me documenting what the journey... Shout out to Bella. Wow, she made her first appearance. That was her little tail back there. I've been documenting my personal journey in life, as well as having the blessing and opportunity to have guests come on to share their personal stories. So I got to recap all that was season 2, because I'm grateful, number one, we covered so much. And I got to give my flowers, you know, like I always do. Usually I would wait till like New Year's Eve or end of December to do my year, you know, roundup. But I feel like it's only appropriate to do it for the season two finale. So piece of paper, let's get to it. I got to take it back all the way to the beginning of season two, where we are just, you know, we had just started the pandemic really heavy. It was just the beginning of the pandemic where everybody was really confused about what the heck was going on. And I was just concerned. Along with the pandemic happening, we were also, you know, being shoved with tons and tons of footage of, you know, Black and brown people being brutally murdered, brutally beat up, just excessively abused by, you know, our police departments. And so in the beginning, I was really on this mind frame of, what can I do to help? I think in this day and time, you know, it's easy to go on social media and put up a post or share a post or say, you know, stay woke, y'all, pay attention. But for me, I don't want to do that anymore. And I almost don't even want to talk about it unless I'm able to do something about it. So in the beginning, my mind frame was, okay, what can I do? Shout out to Cassius in the background. They just all gonna get their cameos today. So yeah, my only thing was, I mean, I can't get to these places and make change physically, but what I can do is provide information so that we can better ourselves and unify ourselves as Black and brown people. That's going to be forever my life mission. And if you know me on the day to day, I'm always preaching how we can be better as a people, how we can unify and how we could somehow, you know, overcome what it is to be Black in America, bruh. It's tough. So again, I started off to say, you know, I wanted to shout out the people that helped me with the self-reliance or independence, or pretty much just self-sufficiency. That's what it was, a self-sufficiency series that started off with Black Guns and Roses. Shout out to my bestie TJ for coming through to give me the steps that it takes to be legally licensed gun owner. Let me give an update on that. Your girl's successful in that. So shout out to TJ for giving me the steps and helping me through that process. If there's anything you want to know, or if you're interested in obtaining your, you know, license to carry legally here in the city of Boston, hit me up. Let's get naked, LezGetNaked, the number one at gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to share my resources and how I went through it and, you know, and get you on the right path as well. Along with that self-sufficiency series, I was able to talk to my good sisters, TT and Evie, where they taught me about, you know, the basics of gardening. I do believe food is a huge part of the warfare that's going on right now. If you live in the inner city, there is a huge diaspora, so to speak, of healthy food choices. I don't know if diaspora is the word I was looking for, but y'all get what I mean. But yeah, of healthy food choices and for us to partake in. So, you know, again, in being self-sufficient, how do we learn how to grow our own food, veggies, things of that sort, where we're not having to worry about the hormones or the things that people are doing in, you know, the higher ups or the powers that be more efficient money wise, but, you know, actually killing us on the inside. So shout out to Evie and TT. Make sure y'all go back. That's episode two. That was like full of information. I'm still trying to digest it all. Still trying to get my green thumb on that, y'all. I'm still working on that. A last part of that self-sufficiency series was bag talk. And I'm sorry, that wasn't the last part. But another part was that bag talk, getting to that money. Because when we all know, especially in the United States of America, money talks more than anything, right? So I wanted us to also learn, how do we get our bag right as a Black and brown people? And shout out to C. Dixon, aka my cubby Charnay, for coming through. She has her own investment company, and she, you know, really broke down how to get yourself in the game as far as real estate and investments and, you know, really getting your bag right. And then the last piece, because it's not all about the physicality of it all. It's not all about what you do on the outside. It's a lot of work on the inside, too. I had my good sis Celeste, the therapist, come through and do a mental health check-in, because it was a lot, especially during that time. It was a lot, and I know I needed it. So maybe you can go back and tune into that episode, mental health check-in with Celeste, the therapist, and hopefully you get some gems that even apply to now, because it's still, I mean, things are moving. I don't know if they're improving. I don't know if they're getting worse, but they're moving. But it's not helping me to stay any more sane. So I'm sure you could find some help in that episode. So go back, check that out. And again, Celeste, I appreciate you, and I always appreciate you for coming through. And you're such an inspiration to me. We've already talked about that in person, so you know the vibes. You know the vibes. So then, you know, in true Ms. Mofilla fashion, I'm a Cancer. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm fluid in my life and sexuality. Clearly, y'all know that already. So I switched gears a little bit. Where along with, you know, kind of going into that mental health space, I wanted to create a space like I always do for people to come on and just share their personal stories. And I want to give a special shout out to these following people, because I mean, it means so much to me when people are willing to be vulnerable, to tell their personal truths, and don't shy away from being open and honest with me. It touches me on a whole different level, and it helps me to continue with this purpose. So my bro, DJ Dex, always coming through, man, on so many different levels. There was a huge episode where he really, you know, showed a side of him that a lot of people don't get to see, you know, seeing him DJ at the nightclubs or on the radio and stuff like that. So if y'all know about DJ Dex and Team Jerk, that's an episode you definitely don't want to miss. Also, my goodness, Cotton Blue, that gorgeous son of a gun right there. My God. That was a touching episode. She got me. She got me a couple times in that episode, man. Cotton, and make sure y'all follow that girl, Cotton Blue BLU on Instagram. I think she got an underscore on that thing. Also, Dutch Rebel. Let me tell you something about this whole Dutch Rebel piece, okay? Because if y'all are from Boston, or if anybody knows Dutch Rebel, the artist, it's hard. It's hard to get her to open up to you. So I was so honored that, you know, she felt comfortable enough to come on Let's Get Naked and share her story with me. Oh, man, that meant the world to me, sis. It meant the world to me. Also, my good friend Thomas, another hard nut. That sounded wild crazy, but a hard shell to crack is what I was trying to say. But, yo, another hard shell to crack. But, you know, I'm grateful. Again, this is all a part of my mission. Y'all trust me enough to open up and tell your stories. And that one was called Getting It All Out with Thomas. Yo, that was another good one. I really have a special spot in my heart, specifically for the Black men in my life. And I'll go into a brief tangent. I don't want y'all to come for me, you know, hit me with the pick me actions and all of that. But I have a special part of a space in my heart for Black men when it comes to vulnerability and mental health and just checking in to see how you're doing emotionally. Only because I do truly feel like there are not enough spaces where Black men can speak comfortably, freely, and vulnerably. So, you know, having guys like Thomas and DJ Dex come through and just really open up and bear their souls with me, that means the world to me. But sisters, that doesn't take anything away from you. We may be naturally emotionally invulnerable creatures, but I know the ladies that I had on here was some tough cookies, them damn selves. So again, I'm just grateful overall that you guys trust me. I am so grateful for you guys. Also, again, I love to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm low-key trying to read my notes from my speech, y'all. My acceptance speech for my season finale. I don't freaking know. Oh, and another piece I forgot to mention, and as far as coming on to share their stories and their vulnerability, Queen Fierce. Oh my God, Queen Fierce, your testimony still touches me till this day. I'm grateful for you, sis. So again, these are episodes that you need to catch up on if you haven't caught them already. So many dope gems given by different guests. It's just so much. I feel like I'm starting to get overwhelmed and emotional. I know I'm a Cancer, but I'm starting to get overwhelmed and emotional just kind of rehashing and thinking about all the awesome conversations I've been blessed to have. Yo, it's truly, truly, truly a blessing. Now, let's get to the fun side of life, right? Because y'all know I'm not Ms. Mofilla unless I keep it a little spicy. And I have my special guest specifically for those spicy conversations. So shout out to Beba, my Spanish Hispanic counterpart. I feel like she's my soulmate in Hispanic form. Whatever that means. But shout out to my boo, Beba. Shout out to CP. And Mandy Lee for that, put some respect on the bees conversation. I'm still getting feedback about that conversation. So, yeah, another spicy one. And, oh, God, my newfound male best friend, Eno Bull, man. I appreciate those conversations too. Again, Ms. Mofil is multifaceted. Yes, I like to get into my emo bag. Yes, I like to talk about healing, but I also like to talk my shit. Oh, and I love when I have good friends to talk my shit with. It's the best. So shout out to y'all. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Oh, and I cannot forget the woman that set the spicy off, Miss Catherine, the CEO of House of Body. She had me switched up into character. I had to get into my sexy bag. So again, if you want to see Ms. Mofilla a little loose, catch that episode as well. But Catherine, she gave me all the knowledge I needed as far as the sex department is concerned. Well, not all, because there's still so many layers, but she definitely gave some gems. Y'all need a little help in the sex toy or just getting things a little spicy in the bedroom? Check out that episode. Yeah, I think it's Everything Kink with Catherine. I'm trying to remember all these episode titles. Shout out to me being able to come up with some pretty dope titles too. Pat on the back, I'll take it, or shoulder, whatever. But last, but and most certainly not least, and this is not to take away from the other people mentioned, but these specific people were pivotal moments for me for season 2 of Let's Get Naked. And I you notice my tone got serious. I'm trying to fight the cry ball that's growing in my throat. Man, from Leroy Irvin. Oh my God, executive director. I think that's what his title is. Executive director over at Hot 96.9's The Morning Show, Get Up Crew. The legendary freaking Pebbles. Let me say that again. The legendary freaking Pebbles. And then to add the extra cherry on top, my good sis and a mogul out here making crazy waves right now for the Boston radio scene. The CEO of Spark FM, Miss Hot Sauce, Danielle Johnson. Those three, and I mean, I had Danielle Johnson, you know, my good sis. She was just Miss Hot Sauce back then, pretty much. But I had her on the previous season. But this season was pivotal because it was a much, like, I had planned out this conversation for years. I wanted to sit down with my mentor in the radio world, Miss Hot Sauce, and my idol in the radio world, Pebbles, and I was able to get them both together in one conversation. And I think I'm still, it's almost been months, almost a year since that has happened, but it still leaves me in awe. And then I was able to talk to Pebbles on a one-on-one, again, another person who doesn't really share her story, but she felt comfortable enough with me, yo. And that means so much to me, y'all. Here comes the emotion. In a world where we're so afraid of opening up because we don't know what backlash is potentially going to come, if somebody is going to use our vulnerability against us down the line, I'm grateful. And I don't want this to sound pompous, but I'm grateful for the gift of comfortability, if that makes sense, that I make people feel comfortable. And I portray that my intentions are so pure that I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to hurt you. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that these people see that and feel comfortable telling, you know, me their story where they wouldn't tell it anywhere else. So I think that recaps everybody's guests. I just probably broke everything in my house in that moment, but thank you guys so much, yo. Without you guys, there is no Let's Get Naked. I don't think I could sustain sitting here talking to myself every single episode. And again, the fact that you guys trust me is, it's overwhelming. It's literally overwhelming. Let me take a sip on that one, my God. Let's Get Naked cup. Yeah, you see it. You see the logo. You see the branding. You see that mouse pad. You see that notebook. We outside, baby. Oh, shout out to my Tambi for hooking me up with this branding as well. But yeah, that's a recap of season 2 as far as guests is concerned. And of course, it's not a season unless I sprinkle a little bit of myself and things that I'm dealing with in between. So it's only right that I round up and give you guys kind of a update on where I am and what's to come. I'm in a space of transition. And I think I say this a lot on my episodes, but I don't think I've meant it as much as I mean it today. And that's real. In my personal check-ins, I've gone from thinking about, you know, adopting, you know, my future as far as family's concerned, and what does life look like? Am I going to be okay being alone? All that fun stuff, right? And I realized being in that mind frame has made me very anxious. It almost put me to a state of severe depression. Constantly focusing and zoning in on the thing that you fear most, I can guarantee you will manifest that into happening. So this transition now is to readjust my focus, be present in today, and do everything that I can within my power to ensure that today is the best day that I can make it. And that sounds so cliche, but that's what I mean. That's literally where I'm at. It's a space of change that's coming. I can't even speak to what the change is, because I'll be honest, y'all, I don't even know. I'm not even sure. But there's a call in the universe, God, whatever y'all gotta call it. I'm very much spiritual, very much prayed up and in tune and constantly talking. And there's just a call for me to kind of prepare myself for a major change. I kind of get chills when I say that, because I'm almost prophesying to myself what I've been hearing in my head. So to hear it out loud, it's like, whew, that makes it real. But that's the stage I'm in right now, making sure I'm my best me for whatever this is that is to come. And I'm excited for it. I'm nervous. I don't know what the heck it is, but it's something. It's something that's coming, and it's going to be grand. Oh, I can feel it. It's going to be grand. But listen, in the meantime, if you guys want to support me while I'm on this little hiatus in this midst of transformation, again, I'm coming back with season 3, and I plan on coming back bigger and better than ever. You always notice from season 1 to season 2, it's an upgrade, baby. It's all about upgrading and making myself better. So Let's Get Naked is definitely going to do a little bit of remodeling and remodeling. That's the best word I can come up with. So for season 3, I can't wait for the things and the content that's going to come with that. Yeah. Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. What you can do in the meantime. What you can do in the meantime is, you know, support what I got going on, man. I still have my limited edition jewelry line, Bear Collection by Le Entourage by Tia. Got my, oh, shoot, I'm about to knock. I'm knocking everything over today. I got my Leader of the Pack bracelets available in silver, copper, and in gold. And there's other custom pieces on there on the website. Make sure you go to leentouragebytia.com. Okay, and I'll probably put the little thing up so you can see. But yeah, go to that. Make sure you click on Bear Collection by Ms. Mofilla and put your orders in. They're customly made, handmade, with you in mind. So put that order in. Also, like I said, make sure y'all are running up these numbers on these episodes. Get that YouTube popping. Let me know you. Let me feel the love, y'all. Let me feel the love. And lastly, make sure y'all go crazy on my website, MsMofilla.com. Again, that's www.MsMofilla.com. I'll be making sure to update things even while I'm not, you know, tapping in on Let's Get Naked. I'll make sure to update my website. So if there's anything that I got going on, events and fun stuff, you can definitely, you know, stay tapped in with my website to keep up to date with me. Also, of course, you can follow me on my social media platforms. I'm always on there talking my shit, doing what I do. Ms. Mofilla, MzMophila on all of them, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also follow the podcast, even though I probably won't be posting as much while I'm on this hiatus, but still, catch up on some old stuff. Let's Get Naked with an underscore on Instagram and Twitter, and Without One on Facebook. And again, your feedback, your input. If you are interested in being a part of season 3, hit me up, yo. Let's Get Naked, the number 1 at gmail.com. Listen, after this season, I can openly say I am a 38-year-old, openly proud, bisexual, black, single woman with no kids. And I'm okay with it. That felt good. Let me take a sip to that too. That felt good. In the meantime, family, listen, I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you guys for rocking with me for 2 freaking seasons. And I promise I'm not gonna promise it, but I'm gonna speak it into fruition because I know promises get broken every day, B. But for year three, I'm gonna do something live and in person. I need to feel my Let's Get Naked family. I need to feel y'all in person. That sounded wild crazy as well. In the meantime, family, thank y'all. I love y'all. And I always ask that you listen with an open heart, open mind, and open ears, and keep the conversations going. Usually I would just light it with my Palo Santo, but I think it's only right that I end it with a good wish for the coming holidays, for the new year to come. I feel like 2022 can't be any worse than 2021 or 2020. It's got to get better from here. It's got to get better at some point. So here is to 2022. Here is to transformation and change in your life. And here's to cleaning up all that negative BS, because we ain't got no time for that. You feel me? I love y'all, family. Peace out. Where the camera at? Let's get naked. Let the disco do. Let the disco do. Don't stop. Don't go. Let it be in you. Let me be in you. Let's get naked. Oh. Let's get naked. Oh.